Disappointing. Overall, I don't think we deserved to lose it. I would say we didn't do enough to win it either. I thought a draw was probably the way it was looking for most part of the game. Obviously, they came and we game planned themselves and had us with a sucker punch on the break there, and we paid the penalty. Didn't take the chances then we created, so very disappointing.
Yeah. Their goal came, you know, just after Harps were on the attack at the other end. I think it was Sean McCarron had the pull back from the byline, and they broke. All of a sudden, the ball was in the back of the net at the other end.
Yeah, we switched off. We were defensively, we were caught ball watching. The movement, even the centre forward, the way our players were positioned, they couldn't even see him because, as I say, they were ball watching. So disappointing. Even at that, we didn't deal with it at the source. So, no, very disappointing overall.
We chatted this time last week, Peter, about the fact that, you know, Harps were struggling to create chances, and it was the same story tonight. A couple of half chances, but, you know, you were lacking a wee bit of creativity once again.
No, well, I wouldn't say that. A lot of that's to do with the teams that you're up against as well. They're not giving away many chances because they're sitting that deep and they're getting bodies behind the ball. I mean, I think you could have threw a towel around all 11 players at some stages in that game. There was no space for anybody. Players or teams are starting to adapt to what we were playing and stuff, and you can see that they're set up with the intention of trying to shut us out, and we have to deal with that, but we have to sort of be creative, as you say, in the sense of how we approach games now as well.
I thought, you know, Harps lifted it a wee bit, especially after the introduction of Sean McCarron on the air. There's still a good while to go at that stage as well.
No, well, as you say, it's Sean came on and he did quite well, as you say, just prior to their goal. We had a chance where he just lacked that wee bit of quality in his pullback. We weren't decisive enough in the box. But again, then we showed a lot more urgency by the last 10 minutes or 6 minutes to go. And by that stage, it's too late. We need that urgency from the first moment. We've just spoken about that in the dressing room there. That, I mean, we can't just all of a sudden switch it on and off. You know, we need that same tempo and urgency from the start. No, it's, as I say, it's very disheartening. I thought Kieran Gallagher, for the most part, with the exception of that save he made in the first half, had a very comfortable night, to say the least. As you spoke about ourselves not creating chances, I don't think Waterford created anything, albeit the chance they had first half and second half, the goal. Other than that, I fail to remember anything really of note. So no, it's disappointing, as I say. Didn't think we did enough to win it, but we certainly didn't deserve to lose it.
And now you're looking into 2 weeks where you've got two games away from home, Peter. Difficult matches away to Cove Ramblers and then Longford Town.
But they're all difficult. Cove are very strong at home. And Longford obviously are up there at the top, rightfully so, and the way they're playing at the moment. So, no, two difficult games, but again, we should have no fear going into the games. They're all challenges. They all have their own merits, so we look forward to them.
Can I ask you as well, Peter, I mean, it's early days and all that, but there haven't been too many goals going in for Harps. You know, you're not conceding too many, but you're not scoring any of any great note either. Is that a worry?
No. We have players in the squad that will score goals. As I say, we score goals earlier in the season than that, but I mean, it's just, we spoke there about with the players in terms of their fear of making mistakes in the final third. And that they were given a license to go out and play the night. And again, some of them, you could see it, the anxiety or nervousness, whatever it is, because the fear is certainly not coming from pressure being put on from the management staff. So they have to start now taking a bit more responsibility and going out and showing their talent rather than just sort of thinking about if they make a mistake that it'll come back and haunt them. I mean, there's a few players there at the moment playing within themselves, and I can't continue anymore, because ultimately, if it does continue, then they'll lose the jersey.
Yeah, and you have got players with capable, you know, talents to come in as well, and that was shown tonight. You started Johnny Bonner up front tonight. He did quite well.
Johnny's has a great footballing brain. He's done well in training as well, and he looked bright the last few weeks in training. And he can see a pass, so we decided to change it slightly and put Johnny in, and I thought, as you say, he'd done quite well, just probably just tired a wee bit too, because he hasn't got much game time as such, so his match sharpness and match fitness isn't there yet, but I thought he acquitted himself very well.